I was scrolling through Twitter some days back and I came across a tweet. Somebody made a tweet. I can't really remember who made that tweet, but the person was talking about feedback. And one of the things he mentioned was that when you give feedback that is contrary to the public opinion, you're seen as the odd one. And many persons do not want to be seen that way. So they tend to just either ignore or just go with the flow, say the same thing that everybody's saying. And yeah, then you also talked about, I think he mentioned that not offend, he said, I think he said not offending people is inevitable. That's when we give feedback, right? But we can control the number of persons we offend based on how we dish out the criticism or how we dish out the our opinion, right? And I think to some extent he's correct, because when we give out opinions, especially when it's not in line with what others were expecting to hear from us, they tend to label us as the odd one, or they label you giving the feedback as the bad one amongst all. And not everybody has the guts or has that ability to take it as, oh, it's just me giving my honest opinion, and whatever the outcome is, so be it. You get. And I think, yeah, it's something that happens, but I don't think it should be that way. And that's basically what I'll be talking about in this episode. Hey guys, what's happening? I trust you're having a good time. This is the Designer's Diary. I am Brighton Barr, and I will be your host. I am going to be talking about both sides. That's on the side of giving feedback and on the side of taking feedback equally, because I feel like for giving feedback, our intention while giving that feedback determines how we dish that feedback out, and it also affects how it is taken, right? Because if I have the intention to let's say it's undermine the person's work and I give out feedback, it will always tell in how I give it out. Although sometimes it might not be, the intention might not match how it is dished out. But since it is what you said, or it is what that it has that's dropped from your mouth, and the person taking the feedback could always see it as something negative and most likely want to react to it as though you're reacting to something negative. So we want to learn both on the part of giving feedback, because it's something that we can't run from in our life. Giving feedback and taking feedback, we can't always shy away from these things. All right, so let's get to it. When giving feedback, you should aim your feedback at action, or at the action or work, and not at the person. Because yeah, when I do a work as a designer, I put out my work and you want to give an opinion or criticize it, yeah, it's gonna be light on me when you talk about the work, as in, okay, this design doesn't look good, or this color should have been darker, this text should have been bigger, this icon should have been smaller, right? Instead of coming at me and kind of making me feel less of myself, or making me feel like I can produce something better than that. And in as much as we advise designers or creatives to separate themselves from the work, it's still not easy to do that. So when giving out that this advice, you want to be careful on how you use your words and what or who you're directing your criticism to, because it matters a whole lot. Then next, you want to explain your perception of the action without accusing anybody, right? Because what this does is it help you stay away from either saying this is bad, this is good, this is right, or this is wrong, right? Because you've made it clear the angle you're coming from and how it should have been done, and or better said, you kind of, okay, for instance, you look at somebody's work and you kind of, okay, let's say as a designer, right, I put on my work, you want to criticize it, you come from the angle of, okay, you tell me as a user, right, I look at this thing, this is how I would perceive it, I'm not sure this is how you want it to be, or this is what you want to pass to the user, but as a user, this is what I see when I see this design, right? That way I understand the perception behind it, or I understand your perspective, I understand where you're coming from, right? It's easier to digest that way than you coming to or criticizing the full design and me not even knowing where you're standing, right? And it means, and that basically means as a designer, that might look good, but as a user, it tells a different story. Excuse me. And I don't think that's what me as a designer would want to do. So you come in to tell me, okay, this doesn't pass the right message, right? It tells me something. It keeps me in check, and I would better understand or better digest that feedback that you're giving to me. And also, you can only give feedback when the expectation has been made clear up front. That's in a case where you are the boss, you give me the task, and of course you already explained to me what you're expecting me to give back to you, right? So that way when you're talking about the design, when you're giving your opinion, you have a anchor point, or you have something to anchor on when you're explaining. You can at least say, okay, I told you this, this is what you're giving, it's not in line with what I asked you to do, right? And also, for me, looking at the point of, okay, the social media, I put out my work to the public, and if you don't understand the context with which I put out that work, or with which I made that design, or with which I made that work, that writing, right, I don't think you're in a better position to give feedback. If you know you desperately want to give feedback, then you might want to ask me of the concepts, or the context rather, and yeah, okay, if there is more to it, or that way you get to understand what was expected, and you can have also an anchor point, or an anchor point rather, that you hold on to when giving your opinion, right? Also, one thing people need to really understand is that effective feedback is time based, right? It's timely, because there are some events, or there are some work I put out, and yeah, you want to talk about it. You want to talk about it now that I put it out, or now the event is happening, when things can be made, and not when the whole world or everybody has moved past it, right? Then you're coming back. So that's no longer a feedback, because your feedback is supposed to help improve the next, right, or improve the current one, But in a case where everything has been settled, everyone has moved past it, we've gone on to do other things, then you're coming back to bring it out, then it's something else. It's no longer a genuine feedback, right? Also, that's basically it for giving feedback. Then also on the side of taking feedback, right? I would talk about creatives on this one because it's hard, right? In as much as we want to give the whole talk and all, it's hard to take feedback. Especially when you put your all into the work and somebody just comes, this is not what I asked you to do. God, I'm very good. You understand that kind of thing now. And it's painful, right? But that's how we grow. That's how we get to the next level that we want to get to or be at. And yeah, first I would personal advice, right? I would say you should just separate yourself from your work always. You know, you're the designer, you have the ability, you have the superpower to always create. You're the creative, rather. You have the ability to write better, to design better, to draw better, to think better. You have to create better logic, better ideas, right? You have the ability. That which you created and which is being criticized doesn't mean that's who you are or that's the best that can come out of you. You can always produce better work. And yeah, you shouldn't be tied down to what somebody said about your work or what was said, right? So you want to be able to take this feedback because it will always come. It will always come. And most times it's usually not pleasant. And we not everybody has this this ability to give out feedback in a soft manner. Some person gives it back, gives it hot. So I remember when I was starting out, that was sometime in 2020, right? Yeah, 2020, I think so. And I was interning under a big friend now, Derek. And when Derek gives feedback, Jesus Christ. Oh my God, you could nearly cry. And to be honest, the experience I had under Derek built me for harder times because I remember, like, moving forward, I met other clients, other project managers, and being able to take this feedback, digest it, go back, work on, understand that I can do better, work on my work on what I've created and end up producing something better has really created this kind of perception when this product leads speak about me, because it's like they usually say, okay, there are not a lot of designers that can take this feedback correctly, and they end up either creating feuds or fighting or having issues with them because of feedback that would have just been accepted. And you go back to, because I believe it's okay that, okay, you're giving the feedback and you feel like you did the right thing. The best you can do is argue with points, right? And if it happens that, okay, your point is not strong enough, then you know at this point you have to go back and work on it again, right? And it's my experience with Derek shaped me, and it's something, but I don't think I'll be able to give that kind of experience to people these days because not everybody has that kind of mental strength to accept it. And it's crazy because it's even a better way, right? That you keep yourself in check when you have somebody that tells you, okay, this is crap. Derek could tell you, this is crap, guy. You put in hours and you tell, this is crap, this is rubbish, go back and work on it again. And the funny thing is, it doesn't take, okay, you work on a design and it will tell you, and he asks you to go work on it again or go fix something, then you're going back to go adjust. No, you're deleting the foods and you're starting afresh. And that clears out whatever it is you did before. Then you have to create something from. I mean, and yeah, it's something that I will always appreciate even till date, right? And yeah, also the next thing I would advise when for creatives, right, is as it pertains to feedback, is everyone has an opinion, and we all have and they will always have their perception, right, with which they are giving that feedback. So what you want to do is, if you're putting out your work for feedback, you want to clear out the context. You want to clear out the perception. So whoever it is that is coming, to see it in, or whatever it is we have to say about the work, understand where you're coming from, right? You understand that you did this work with this scope, or with this box, or you're boxed in this I think scope is the right word, right? You're not going above this, and you created this for this set of people or this set of audience, or you created this with this tool, right? So that way, when they are to give feedback, they get to think about it very well before saying anything. And some might still go ahead and still say shit, but then I don't think it's something we should go make a fuse about or start fighting and all of that. It's something we still have to take with a pinch of salt, because feedback is not usually sweet. It's a pain, right? It's a pain, but I don't think we can run away from it. If not, I doubt we'll grow. And so another thing is, you mind who you're putting your work, who you're giving your work to receive feedback, because there's a person that their work is just to say rubbish, just to come and see whatever it is they have in their head, and you, innocent you, you're there assuming they have the say, and assuming because they position themselves in some kind of way, they have a say in your work. Not everybody has a say. I mean, you're creating, you're building, you're designing, you're writing. You have an audience, right? You have certain people that you're creating for. They are the kind of people that should be giving feedback. I can't create a product for kids, and you that have never used a kid product, you're coming from the perspective of somebody that has used maybe the products that were created for youths, and you're coming to give opinion, say it shouldn't be this, it should be that. It's your opinion will only make sense if you have experience with using kids products, right? You have experience with using kids app, either you've created one or you've used one, a successful one, right? So you can always give opinion. But me as a designer, not knowing that, okay, you don't have this experience, and I'm putting my work out and allowing you give your opinion, at the end of the day, it comes out as a disaster, because most of the things you're saying is just from assumption, and assumption is not something we build on, right? We always have to work with facts, and we get these facts from the people that you're building for. They are the ones you get to hear their story, listen to them, and create something for them. Yeah, that is it for feedback. I don't know if you have any other opinion, any story of feedback you've had, and whatever it is you have to say about feedback, you feel I didn't add, or whatever it is I said that could have been said better, you can always hit me up or drop it in my Facebook or Twitter or WhatsApp comment, and of course I will always be happy to listen to you. And yeah, see you again.